be like, hello everyone and welcome to URY in Leeds. We're currently on the train on route to Leeds. And you know, I had a little bit of a nightmare actually trying to get to the train station, but we're on the train, we're locked in, we're going. I'm here with four other people. We've got our lovely tech person. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello.
That's Arlo, didn't even say your name. And we also have...
I'm Leo.
I'm Lottie.
I'm Summer.
And I'm Sonia. I can't remember if I already said my name. We're on the train. How are we feeling, guys?
Bit gutted that what we just recorded didn't actually record.
Yeah, we just recorded like 20 minutes of content and none of it actually recorded, but it's okay. We stay resilient here at URY. What's on the agenda for today?
Going to be going to the Corn Exchange, Jumbo Records, Leeds Trinity, Disco Spoons.
I'm so excited for Disco Spoons.
I am very, very excited. Last time I went to Disco Spoons, I did not go in because it was 9 a.m. in the morning, but I walked past, stepped in vomit, and wanted to be the vomiter.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What are you going to sing along to? What tracks are you hoping for?
I hope that for a little bit of Bruce Springsteen, you know, Dancing in the Dark, I would love to dance along to that.
Okay.
That'd be amazing.
Leo, what are you doing tonight in Leeds?
I am going to a gig. It's the Orioles and English Teacher.
Oh,
English Teacher, of course. 2024 Mercury Prize winners from Leeds, fronted by Lily Fontaine. She's so cool. And they are doing a live DJ set afterwards at Leeds Apolto Lounge.
Okay, so we've just come out of a really long tunnel where it was really loud and I couldn't actually hear anyone else. I thought we would do a tunnel segment, even though we're not in a tunnel right now, but we will be again soon. I'm pretty sure.
It's getting towards like dusk now, so within an hour or so.
Even though the time is currently 10 minutes past three on Saturday the 22nd of November. But because it's, winter time and daylight savings has already happened, it gets dark at like 3 p.m., which is really disconcerting. But
so, you know, in about 45 minutes, we're going to be in a permanent tunnel.
Lottie, I'd like to ask, what's your favourite tunnel?
Well, I've got two options. So there's either the Channel Tunnel, obviously, feat of engineering, or Box Tunnel in Bath.
Ooh,
of course, engineered
tell me about Box Tunnel.
Isambard Kingdom Brunel, inventor of the railways. So he created like the first major railway line in the UK from London to Bristol. And then he did it from Bristol to Bath. So those are like the two first major railways. But to get to Bath, you had to go through the Mendip Valleys. And it was really expensive to keep building bridges. And you couldn't, at that time, get trains going up hills. They had to be horizontal all the time because they were steam powered. So he made so many bridges and so many tunnels. And the most important one was Box Tunnel. And only like six people died whilst they were making it.
Only six people? That's
pretty
good.
That was good for the day.
Honestly,
I mean, he also made the underground.
Wasn't Brunel like Victorian times? I mean, people were dying left, right, and centre there.
Yeah, and he was like 5'3" as well. That's why he used to wear
a massive
top hat.
He was 5'3"?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so tiny.
He's so tiny. And then he wore the top hat to make him look tall.
Oh, bless
him. But he died before his last creation was fully realised.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
Do you think he wore like stilts or like heels? He should have worn high heels.
I won two Isambard Kingdom Brunel awards when I was a child.
Any other thoughts on favourite tunnels, Leo, Summer?
I guess the underground tunnels are my favourite tunnels.
Very true.
I do like those, even though, I don't know, I've always just been packed like a sardine on them, so I haven't really been able to like see out, but it's pitch black anyway.
That's okay.
There is a tunnel on your way from Newcastle to Sydney. Go through this tunnel, you come from Gosford, which is a disgusting place, and you go through this tunnel, and you come out onto this beautiful strip of river, the Hawkesbury River, and everyone's got these beautiful big boats, and people have houses just littered across the coastline, up the mountains, on the hills. It is so beautiful. The water is always crystal, not crystal clear, but clear enough that you would swim in it, and it's so lovely to look at.
Amazing.
We are getting close to Leeds now.
Yes, I think the train is estimated to arrive in about 10 minutes. Very exciting.
We are right on the outskirts. We are currently heading in towards Headingley, of course, home of Leeds Cricket Ground. And it's where a lot of students from Leeds live in their second, third years.
Yes, very cool.
Actually, has one of the highest crime rates for any city.
That's really comforting to hear, considering we're about to go and be annoying with our microphones.
I mean, it's mostly, you know, people breaking into student houses when they're not there and they're out at the clubs.
I see.
So,
amazing.
We have finally made it after a perilous train journey, many twists and turns, to the beautiful city of Leeds. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling good. Are you guys feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
A bit tired now, but you know.
Yeah,
we're currently standing in a dingy corner, which we have dubbed the piss corner, near the train station, because we don't want to get in the way of all the people walking out of the train station.
Piss corner, not to be confused with fuck corner, a separate corner on another part.
Or to be confused with fuck up shit corner.
Yeah, you've done the shit corner, or maybe even vom corner. Coat Corner. Yeah, I'm sure there's all these lovely corners in Leeds.
But aren't there so many people out tonight?
There is a really lovely little pub just across the street from us called Friends of Ham, and they have a pork crackling machine inside. So you like a popcorn machine. It's great. Summer looks very excited.
I love pork crackling.
I think first of all, we're going to head to the Corn Exchange. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
So the Corn Exchange is an old corn exchange where they used to sell corn to each other. But now it is like an indie arts, indie shop venue. And sometimes they do like little Shakespeare performances at the bottom of it. It's really cute.
We are here at the Corn Exchange. We've made it. It was a very short walk from the train station to here. And I must say, it's really nice. There's this huge, beautiful dome and three levels, it looks like, of little independent shops. And they're also having a vintage clothes sale today. So there's lots of people rummaging through those rails. And personally, I've got to say, I'm not going to go down there and look through the clothes because I will end up spending 50 quid on new clothes.
I think that's part of the fun of it, though. You show up, you waste a bunch of money, you go home and you go, why did I buy this?
Exactly.
I don't even like this. I'm never going to wear it. And then you do the same thing next time.
What? There's so many options of cute little shops to go to. I don't know what to go to first.
How about we go that-a-way?
That's a good idea.
Whatever that means.
And also, I'd just like to make the observation that they've got their little Christmas decorations up. They've got lots of little wreaths with bubbles, and they also have a beautiful, stunning, very tall Christmas tree with plenty of lights. And I'm just feeling very in the festive spirit right now. Even though Christmas is over a month away, I really think that this is, you know, we're getting in there. Leo, got any comments?
I don't like that they've decorated this early, but also,
this early? It's November.
Oh, we've got a Grinch on our hands. I mean, terrible.
Yeah, I don't like Christmas very much because my birthday is the 17th of December.
Oh, so do you get the classic, oh, this is your gift for birthday and Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm so
sorry.
There
is a very cute dog in this piercing shop. There's a very small, cute dog in this piercing shop, I report.
That's very cute. So,
onwards.
Lossie is currently in a sculpture gallery. Hello.
It's a very lovely thing
to do. Hi, Lossie. How are you doing? Are you enjoying the sculptures?
There are some amazing sculptures in here. They're all local artists. I really enjoy them.
We're just walking past a very cute looking
plant store. Just making some more observations. There's every single shop front has different color painted doors, and there's like windows. So it's sort of very like almost greenhouse style. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's very nice.
Yeah, we're walking. It is quite difficult. Thank you. As we are a bit of a train of people.
Yep. On these currently carrying our wires, trying not to trip over them as well.
I mean, look, it's a lovely vibe here. It's very Christmassy, in my opinion.
Yes.
Very cozy. And it's beautiful to look up. There's little lights on all of the different lines of the dome.
Yeah,
and it
very
really makes
true.
You feel like you're in, like, I don't know, something night sky-ish.
Yes.
I have been here before when I was travelling around before I came to York. And I didn't get much time to spend here, which I was really sad about. So, fixing that today.
Very nice.
Okay, we are still in the Corn Exchange. We're just about to leave. But we've been in a couple shops. We've seen a couple cool things. There's these leather jackets over in this kind of like vintage bit at the bottom, which are very tempting.
Too tempting. Got to be careful. That's how they get you.
Oh, yeah.
There's currently a guy over there who thought his bucket was a pound, and it's not like a pound, it's like, or like whatever the measurement is, kilo, and he's realised he's going to have to pay more than he thought he was, so we've all been there.
Oh, he must be gutted.
Me and Summer just popped into a nice little like sort of vintage clothes store that's not the one that's going on down here, like an actual independent shop, and I got a very cute little green hat with a bobble on it for £13.60 because they gave me a student discount because I followed them on Instagram. I've been looking on the lookout for a nice winter hat. I've been looking in charity shops, haven't found anything, so I've got this. I'm pleased. I'm good.
I did see a 10 quid bookmark. It was like a skeleton, but I was like, for 10 quid maybe not.
Yeah, fair enough.
How do we feel about £10 bumper stickers? Is that like a good price or
I
not?
I think kind of all right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That is absurd. That is a ridiculous amount of money to pay for a bumper sticker.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's all about supporting independent shops. You know, sometimes you just got to pay the price.
Cool. We're done. Are we done? We are just about to go off and get food. Where do we want to go for food? Vote.
I think fast food, Burger King.
I've never been to Burger King, so sounds fun.
I have my flatmate's leftovers from Chinese takeaway last night, so I'll be eating those.
Literally, I was cheapest.
It's a GDK.
German doner kebab, we could go there.
That's the thing, but there's also Greg's.
I would be up for I don't understand this whole concept of the German doner kebab. Every time I walk past it, it looks absolutely revulsive. I think...
Wow.
The Australian kebab of, like, I don't know. You guys gotta have Australian kebabs, they're so good. Because we have all the Greek and Lebanese immigrants that make a really good kebab.
Shall we?
Yeah, I'm just hungry. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, we meet you here again in John Lewis. We just went to Burger King and it was...
the most miserable Burger King.
Yeah, I was going to say nice, but I wouldn't quite describe it as nice. But now we're in...
Summer's first Burger King.
It was all I thought it would be.
Okay, is that a good or a bad review?
Bad.
I see. So yeah, we're now here in John Lewis. And you know, I think that John Lewis is a very sort of Christmassy, like inherently Christmassy thing to me because they always have their Christmas adverts. Is the John Lewis Christmas advert out?
It is. I haven't watched it yet, but I have watched the Waitrose Christmas advert.
Oh, I haven't seen either of them.
Joe Wilkinson snogs Keira Knightley.
And yeah, we actually happen to be near the reduced to clear section, which I think is the only place where we can actually afford anything.
Yeah, there's
here.
Some lampshades there that I like, and I do need a lampshade.
Oh, should we take a little look at the lampshades?
There's
Let's
a
head
nice
on
little,
over.
A blue patterned one that I like.
Well, there's one that's kind of like a minty colour here as well. Oh.
If you heard a crashing sound,
that
wasn't
us.
You see, they've got this Amelia Ward-like crystal lampshade, and I think it's ugly.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be made of some sort of like rose goldish thing, and I'm not a fan of that. I'm more of a silver girly.
Silver, yeah.
You know, I wear silver jewelry. I've got a silver theme going on in my bedroom.
Summer's
actually.
Summer's disputing this. Summer, have you got a statement to make?
I think it is actually very cute looking, and I think you guys have no joy or whimsy. And you know what? Sometimes rose gold is what matches a room. And you know what? Sometimes if you're going for a warm vibe, you want something that's a bit more brassy. And you know what? Silver's fine if you're in a hospital.
So, Summer's saying,
okay.
Fuck you. Great,
there's
thanks.
Also some really nice decorative pillows over here. Ooh, I must say, pillows. I'm a fan of decorative pillows. I've got quite a few.
Come with Arlo.
In my house. Oh, yes. Currently, our mics are like basically hooked up to Arlo, so...
Arlo, what have you got to say about these pillows? Oh, sure.
It's a pillow.
How interesting, really, can we make John Lewis content? This is what I'm thinking.
We can talk about pillows.
I don't like pillows. I don't like sleeping with a pillow. I usually don't. I think they're a waste of time and money.
Okay, so Leo is a freak of nature.
Pillow hater. Wait, do you sleep with no pillows?
I sleep with a pillow, but I sleep to the side of the pillow, so I don't sleep on the pillow.
That's right. Insane.
That's strange.
You're weird for that.
I just don't like them. I feel like I'd rather have a hurt neck than a pillow.
Do you have a neck?
You're insane.
I do have a neck.
You got neck?
I think we should wander to another section, see what
another
we can find
section.
There.
What's around the corner? I do like this, John, because there's windows
outdoor
that look
rotary
out
era.
Over at Pret-a-Manger.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Pret-a-Manger.
We're inside a very large arcade right now. Mm. Not the time type with video
the
games,
Victoria
but the
Arcade.
The Victoria Arcade in Leeds, which
very
I'm
nice.
Sure Ooh, is quite
hang
famous.
Hang on, I would like to talk about this carpet.
There's some lovely hanging rugs
so
right now.
The carpet we are looking at, it is an inverted pattern of William Morris's The Strawberry Thief in crimson.
Ooh.
Strawberry Thief, overused. Shittest pattern he ever did. Fun fact about William Morris, he couldn't do faces, so he could only do animals and plants.
Yeah,
and
I mean...
he actually used to hire other artists like Rossetti and Edward Burne-Jones to do faces for
which
him.
Was it sticky, Arlo? Why is our mic sticky? We're doing ASMR.
I'm slightly worried
John
about
Lewis
the
ASMR.
Quality of our content so far.
Yeah, me so too. I'm so
to
sorry. This is going to be terrible.
Onto track. While in John Lewis, I saw something that I thought was quite magical, which is, of course, a good vacuum. I don't know about you, but there is nothing more magical in the world than using a good
That's
vacuum.
That's so true. I
Does
really love...
Here favorite vacuum?
I love a cordless vacuum. Ooh, we have one at home. It's like a Dyson one.
I have a hated vacuum. It's the Henry Hoover vacuum.
Yes, we have a Henry Hoover at home. I hate them.
Henry Hoover's good.
Henry Hoover's only good because you haven't experienced something better.
Henry Hoover is whimsical, and I really like the Alex Horn songs he makes about them. But for me, it would be a VTEC because I don't like James Dyson.
Don't blame you.
I think the Dysons are overhyped. I think they're very, like, they're like the Carhartt of vacuums. Do you know what I mean? It's everyone's first go-to.
Good, strong vacuum that's going to last you generations is Vax. They do, like, a carpet cleaner as well. We have one back home. Stinks to high hell. But like a cozy smell.
We are in Leeds, very close to a very historic event. Today, on this November the 22nd, the biggest blank street in the world.
Somehow,
and the
what
first
is
in
that?
Leeds. A blank street is it's a coffee shop. They sell coffee, matcha, hot chocolate, all sorts of things, but they're famous for their matcha.
See, I've never had matcha before, and you know, some people say it's really good, and other people say it's overhyped.
I think that I truly believe... that everything in life is also overhyped. You know what's really overhyped? Coffee. Do you know what's really overhyped? The UK. Do you know
the UK.
What?
You know what? Honestly, I can get on board with that.
All right. We are here at the very late into the opening of Leeds Blank Street Matcha with some matcha experts here. Please introduce yourself to the microphone.
Hi, I'm Megan.
Hi, I'm Carolina.
And what would you say the review is?
So far, we really like it. What did we get? We got Blondie.
We got the Earl Grey one, and then we got the banana bread one as well.
Got a bit of a selection going.
That sounds absolutely... What is the top one?
The Blondie.
Definitely the Blondie, Blondie. Yeah.
And so. What do you think about, apparently I've read this is the biggest Blank Street in the world.
We were saying that yeah. So cool for it to be in Leeds as well.
Are you guys from Leeds?
I am.
I'm not, I'm from Newcastle.
That's so funny. I'm from Newcastle, Australia.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, but anyway, not relevant. What do you, are you enjoying Leeds? Do you love Leeds? What's your favourite thing about Leeds?
I love Leeds. I grew up in Leeds and I love that the Blank Street's come to Leeds because everyone, who doesn't like matcha?
Yeah, literally. So I love Leeds as well. And I don't even know what about it is specifically. I just like being here.
I like the people.
Just, yeah,
and
it's
like,
just cool.
Yeah, and like all the businesses that are here. Like it's such a nice variety.
Any advice for anyone, like some of the people we've got here who might be their first time in Leeds, what do we have to do?
I'd say go for a nice drink in a nice outdoor beer garden. Yeah. Even when it's cold, just wrap up. There's loads of nice places to go.
Definitely, yeah. Go shopping as well, like go in and out the shops, like just walk around, see the characters.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm sure characters is how people have probably been describing us tonight. But thank you very much. It's been lovely to talk to you. Anything you'd like to say to listeners in York?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
So we are here, we are outside a record shop named Jumbo Records, and we're actually here an hour past its closing time because we poorly time managed our trip to Leeds. But Lossie really likes this record store. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
So Jumbo Records in Leeds Merrion Centre Shopping Centre. Wow, what a place. If you're in Leeds, if you're in North Yorkshire, come check it out. It is like the one place I know that you can still get physical ticket stubs from. So they do tickets like, you know, the Leeds gigs and the festivals, Reading Leeds. If you want a ticket and, you know, you got fucked over on the online ticketing apps, come to Jumbo Records.
Yeah, I really think physical tickets are like a lost art. I really wish they still existed, especially because I got a few concerts coming up. Like, I want a physical reminder of them.
Exactly. I mean, I love getting posters and, you know, photos and everything.
Yes.
But a physical ticket stub that you can show off to people.
It's very cool.
I love shoving them in people's faces. Amazing. I'm so vintage and cool, unlike you.
Yeah, and I can see...
Boring so Ticketmaster scum.
Okay. Inside this record shop, I can see through the window, as I'm creepily staring in, they have lots of posters on the walls. And they have an Oasis one, they have... and also on the outside, they have like a list of albums of the year, things that were released in 2025. And speaking of albums that were released in 2025 and posters, I can also see a poster for Pulp's 2025 album More on the wall. And I must say, I absolutely love that album. If you haven't listened to it, you're missing out. Go and listen to it. They have this one song called The Hymn of the North, which, you know, if you're a York, Leeds, Liverpool, Manchester, anywhere in the North resident, give it a listen.
Well, I can also see, we're looking through the window still, I can see a little bit of New Order. A little bit of...
I see Chapel Roan, My Chemical Romance.
Susie and the Banshees.
Elliot Smith, Pink Floyd, Queen, Joni Mitchell.
I see Kasabian vinyl up on that top shelf.
Bruce Springsteen, The Specials, King Crimson. Plenty of iconic, amazing bands. So if you're after any good records, go to Jumbo Records and Leeds.
Decently priced as well for a local business. Support local businesses, support local record stores and local venues. Please, we're losing them by the minute.
Yep. And also, from where we stood, sort of inside the shopping area, but still, you know, near the exit. If you look up, you can see some sort of strange art installations, which appear to be a lot of furniture and household items like gramophones and chairs.
One of them is an electric chair.
Yeah, so I think we're going to head up there and have a little look-see at them, and we can come back and tell you our thoughts.
Amosi Aganda, be back.
So we're up here. We've seen on a sign, this is actually called the world-famous Emmett Machines at the Merrion Centre. I can't say I've ever heard of them.
World
apparently they're world-famous.
Bit of a stretch there.
Yep. And also it says our Emmett machines are currently out of order. We apologize for any inconvenience.
Oh my god, they used to move?
So I'm thinking, yeah, they must have moved. Maybe there's a lot of that have elements of wheels and lights, so maybe that was part of it.
So the electric chair, sorry, I'm called it electric chair, is not, is the hot air rocking chair.
Yep. Okay, so all of these machines are from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which I haven't watched that film in a very long time,
I
don't know that.
I'm very excited by this.
Oh, I just love Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's all the commentary I have on it. I just really like the film.
Cool. Where's the car? I want the car.
They don't have the car up here. That's the only part of the film that I remember from my childhood. So
that and the Child Snatcher.
Who is fancying a bit of spoons?
Bit of spoons. Everybody cheer for spoons.
Woo! That was the most like unenthusiastic cheer ever. We might have to add a cheering sound effect.
We'll add a cheer. We've got a URY cheer jingle.
Guys, what are you thinking of ordering in spoons?
I plan on getting a pitcher
of maybe one of the red ones. I don't know what they're called. I just know what the colours they are.
A pitcher is a really good idea, but I was just going to go for a double vodka and Coke.
Orange juice.
I'm thinking maybe a glass of rosé. You know, that's my specialty.
Espresso martini and a chocolate sundae.
Hell yes. You know, I'm thinking maybe a chocolate brownie and a bit of vanilla ice cream. So we are here in Disco Spoons Leeds. I've never actually been here before, but I must say there is a distinct lack of disco happening right now.
There is some light music with maybe a rhythm to it in the air, and videos of what this Disco Spoons could be like at its peak playing. However, it is filled with old people.
Yeah, like for the visual, if you've ever been here before, we're currently sitting on the top floor, sort of tucked away in a little booth, and I can see the strobe lights, and there are some of them are not on.
This means is actually the Headley Verity. It's named after a famous cricketer from Leeds. So back to our cricket chat, Summer.
I mean, look, I didn't know you could have famous cricketers from the UK because you're so bad at it.
Oh, really? We're going to scrap after this.
This is some professional sports commentary happening right now in Spoons.
Deputy head of sport.
Yep. From our deputy head of sports, Summer Clayton.
Okay. So what are we drinking tonight?
I am drinking a R. White's Premium Raspberry Lemonade. I think raspberry lemonade is probably my favourite non-alcoholic beverage.
Nice. I've got a double vodka with Coke and I've got a Buzz Ball on the way. Yeah.
What flavour Buzz Ball?
I think I went with strawberry. I've never had one before, so, ooh, you know, it'll be an experience.
We'll be back with a Buzz Ball review.
Mm-hmm. I personally have a chocolate orange espresso martini that looks like somebody vomed in it.
Yay.
So that's appetizing.
And Summer, what are you drinking?
I'm having a delicious Paloma, but I've one-upped it because the best way to have a Paloma is with a salt rim. So I have...
A glass of wine has just arrived.
A glass of Merlot. I'm a fancy individual, thank you. A bit of a taste test, let's swirl it to release the aromas.
Amazing. And our lovely tech person, Arlo, is drinking pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice actually digests you before you digest it.
So what are we thinking of the disco spoon so far, apart from the severe lack of disco? I was hoping there'd be like a massive disco ball or something, but I haven't seen that yet.
Their drinks are bloody strong.
It's like Spanish strong, like
gay bar strong.
I miss my local gay bar back at home. Every winter, they have a big slow cooker filled with mulled wine. And they just sort of ladle it out, and it's so delicious.
I love mulled wine. I can't wait for like, that's... I mean, I see some mulled wine like stalls start popping up around York, but I haven't been to any of them yet. And I will be indulging in some mulled wine.
Oh, I mean, the city centre now, if you go in, smells gorgeous. Because you've got mulled wine, mulled cider, Bailey's hot chocolate, got like roasted peanuts and fudge and mince pies and children crying and grandparents falling over. Oh my God, what a time to be alive.
Yelling about politics and then asking you why you're sitting down and not washing dishes.
York is great.
I had my Friendsgiving last night. What are we all grateful for today?
I am grateful for my friends at URY. I've had a really, really nice day, and, you know, if it weren't for URY, I would have never met you guys. So,
aww.
Leo's Buzzball has just arrived, so we can get the Buzzball review soon.
Oh, wait, I want to hear this
shape. Okay, I would describe the shape as, like, it's kind of,
it's
like, it's giving a tennis ball. It says shake well. Did you shake it?
I did not shake it.
That's okay.
I'm kind of stirring it like wine, you know? I think that's
something. You're aerating it.
Exactly.
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 Okay, give it a sip. Give us a full review of taste. Ooh. How much can you taste the alcohol? What does it taste like?
I can taste the alcohol a tiny bit, but it's mostly really sweet strawberry.
Ooh.
It's really good. Really sugary. I would recommend.
Buzz Balls are actually a new addition to the Spoons menu. And speaking of the Spoons menu, what's your favourite thing on the Spoons menu? Let's go around the table. Let's find out.
My favourite thing on the Spoons menu is a Doom Bar. Love a pint. Love a Doom Bar.
Well, I only really have double vodkas and Cokes, but honestly, Baby Guinness shots are so fucking good.
Out of the food menu, it's probably going to be the mozzarella sticks. Every time I get them, they're so good. But also, I've been having the little, the £2 cookie crunch. And, you know, I am always disappointed by it, but it is good, like, little sweet treat. Summer, what's your favourite thing on the Spoons menu?
My favourite thing on the Spoons menu is I would...
Are you okay? She's just... Oh, Summer's just dipped her hair in the remnants of Arlo's sticky toffee pudding and a vanilla ice cream.
That's not my favourite thing on the Spoons menu. However, my favourite thing on the Spoons menu, women founded. Buzz Balls are women founded.
Buzz Balls are women founded. I am so
I love feminism.
Women deserve the right to vote only because they make Buzz Balls.
Feminist for alcoholism.
Hell yes.
I do have Summer's wine here. She's just given it to me to sniff. I haven't tasted it yet, but it smells absolutely minging.
I've never really had wine.
Hey, you should give it a shot. You know, wine is my drink of choice. My favorite is rosé. This is not a rosé. This is some sort of red wine, I think.
It tastes like wine, but not a good wine.
Like, I could drink that.
Must say, the smell is very strong. It's like wine, but dial it up to 10. It's like burning tires, says someone. I fully agree.
There's a slight ickiness to it.
I do think that it may be off.
That was not good.
Nobody's ordered a wine in this spin since 2009.
Yeah. Imagine, okay, so you know in the summer when it's so hot that the cars, like the tires of the cars begin to melt and there's that smell? Or like when tarmac is melting? It tastes like that smell. That's probably the worst wine I have ever tasted in my whole life. Don't get wine from Disco Spoons in Leeds.
No, I mean, I've had worse from Lidl.
When I was a bartender, the thing that always say if someone ordered a wine that we hadn't opened in a while, they'd said, first of all, take a smell of it. If it smells weird, take a sip of it. If it tastes weird, you can take the whole bottle.
Maybe you should go up to the bar and ask for the whole bottle then.
I might need it.
The comment about Lidl wine is very true. They do a very cheap rosé in Lidl that I don't like very much.
Actually, take that back.
There's a really nice, cheap co-op rosé that I like, but the little one, not so much.
There are some delicious little red wines out there if you're a red wine drinker.
I think that you have to get the one that's not, like, stupidly cheap. Like, don't get, like, the £4 one. And I know that they sell, like, red wine in Tesco's for, like, £3. But, yeah, I've never had the £3 Tesco wine, so I can't comment on that.
I live next to Majestic, and they do a decent wine for a fiver in there, so...
What is Majestic?
Majestic is the wine cellar company, factory, place, warehouse.
Can we do a trip
there? We have that in Chelmsford.
Yeah, we can do a trip to Majestic.
It'll be there.
It'll be shut when we get back to York, but we can go like any other day.
I love wine, guys, but I don't love that wine that someone's just got.
Can I just say, I don't think it's a sign of the wine. It's like just a sign of the...
I had rum in the club. Some guy liked me, and so he was buying me rum and Coke in the club, which was great. Brilliant. Always go to the club. You get free drinks.
That is true. Just throw up on the men afterwards so you don't get creeped on. Life tip from me.
I have never, ever drunk a free drink I've been given. There was this one time I was at my local, the Hamilton Station Hotel, and this guy came up to me with a beer and said, hey, I ordered this by the rails, I'm not going to drink it. Do you want it? And I was very drunk, so I said, yes, but you need to drink a quarter of it first. So I made him drink a quarter of it, and then I drank it. And then, because I was in a mosh pit, I forgot that I had the beer, and I ended up spilling it on the guy next to me.
Summer just committed an atrocity by putting ice into her red wine.
But the problem was, is this wine is so disgusting. It tastes like rotten fruit, but I don't want to go ask them if it's actually off, because I'm a coward. But I'm not also going to not drink it, because I paid for it. So I'm trying to make it palatable. And if I do get food poisoning, then I've lived a life.
Okay, when I went to the club on Wednesday, because we have a brilliant social sex.
Shout out Saffron and Millie, we love you.
We love you. And I left a bit partway through, I guess, kind of, to go to the club. And I drank for about 12 hours. But the last 5 hours, I didn't pay for a single drink. So
see,
it's great.
That's impressive. There's a degree
it's
of skill
impressive.
In that.
I do have a skill, and that is not paying for alcohol. It's great. Highly recommend.
Strategy, what do you recommend?
Dancing with people in the club and just kind of being somewhat hot, I guess.
We're here at Leeds train station. We have just come from Disco Weatherspoons. We are still in front of a train that's going to Skipton on platform 0, which shouldn't exist.
Yeah, it feels really weird there's a platform 0.
I'm currently feeling it because I've had fuck all to eat today. I basically had three, four shots in that espresso martini.
Oh my goodness.
I refuse to believe they mixed it.
Well, you know, at the train station, it's kind of cold, but it's okay. It's not raining and that's all I can ask for. But I must say, we did have a little bit of a mishap with the trains. We've been like frantically checking train line, checking real-time trains, every single train app, looking for a train that will take us back to York. And for a moment, I was absolutely convinced that we would have to get on a rail replacement bus and take that treacherous 2-hour journey back to York on a bus. But thankfully, we chatted to another rail employee and they said, even though this train says it goes to Poppleton via Harrogate, it will take us back to York. So we're taking that train and, you know, let's hope it does take us back to York or I'm going to be very annoyed.
They just advertise only to Poppleton because they think it will get less people on the train. Because York is, of course, one of the bigger stops. And Northern Rail just hate you, apparently.
I know. Like, I'm not sure that that's something that should
Northern
be allowed.
Northern Rail, we just hate you.
That's their new slogan.
Which I believe, because their train takes an hour back to York and Trans Pennine takes 35 minutes.
Yeah, and I must say, Transpennine is significantly nicer than Northern. I'm going to say Northern's probably the worst train I've ever been on in my whole life.
In my opinion, that Northern train and also the Tube in London feel like you're being shook in a cocktail shaker. It is the most vigorous train experience I've ever sat on. Hold on to your belongings.
Oh, babe, you've never been on DLR.
I like the Tube for some reason. I actually really enjoy taking the Tube because you don't have to have any effort to stay standing.
Leo spends all
because
this time
there's so
in
many
the
bodies. It's
train
brilliant.
Museum.
You don't have to put in any effort.
That's like saying I like being in a crowd crush because I don't have to hire a masseuse.
You know, I think we should chat about undergrounds, metro, subways, all of this.
The undergrounds created by Isambard Kingdom Brunel. We mentioned him earlier.
Because I've been on the New York City subway and I've been on the Berlin U-Bahn, and I've got to say I think the Berlin one was the worst, but in New York it actually was not as bad as everyone says it was.
I will say, as much as we slander the French on here, the Paris metro,
would you guys recommend going to Paris? Because everyone always tells me that Paris is stinky and bad.
Oh, it's stinky. I went in a Chanel shop and it smelled of piss.
Wow. Because the only place in France I've ever been was Bordeaux, and that was very, very nice because it's in the south of France.
Fucking love Bordeaux.
Yeah, full of wine and full of cheese.
Exactly. Like, it's just known for being like the fancy, expensive, you know, nice place in Bordeaux.
They do riot as well. They do protest well in France.
Yes.
As someone who, it was my first experience with another country other than the UK and other than Australia, I did have my very much small town girl is shocked by a big city, because I do find that even though I've been Newcastle is a bit, you know, rough and tumble, some people would say, we're not rough and tumble in an actively aggressive way, and I did find Paris to be a bit aggressive.
Paris,
Rat Central.
Hey, yeah. When I was in Newcastle, we're known for having rats bigger than cats.
See, people say this about the New York City subway, but I actually didn't see... Actually, that's a lie. I did see rats, but I didn't see any huge rats.
You see, when I was in Newcastle, England, a rat fell out of a tree and fell on my mum's head.
Oh, my goodness.
There's this club in my hometown called Wharf, because it's a wharf. And I was at Wharf having a few drinks, and I decided that I was going to walk to another bar in town. And on my walk, I was walking across the water, and I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, guys, look, there's a little kitty cat. So we walk up to this cat. We walk closer to the cat. The cat had a really hairless tail for some reason.
Oh.
It was this huge rat, and like wharf rats are known for being big, but we were so drunk we didn't even realize until we were like a meter from this rat, and it starts bolting and we realize it's a rat, and we're all teenage girls, we start freaking out.
Pet material. I'd have that
pet
in my
rat.
House. No. I love bold things.
Let's just talk about the Newcastle rats. We used to have, we're the biggest coal port in Australia, so we have some crazy pollution going on, and they're about to build a nuclear power plant near us. So you know these rats are like the Spider-Man of rats. They've got some things going on in their DNA.
And also, our train is meant to arrive in about 13 minutes, and we will wait and see if Summer's slogan for Northern Rail rings true. Northern Rail, we hate you.
So
we're on a currently very delayed train back to York, and we've just been informed that we're getting held up at a station again. So
we're not. Leo has Leo said just stuff that we cannot include on the broadcast, lest we get in big trouble.
So, and also this train, the announcement voice is extremely bad, so I can't even make out anything they're saying. And
can
also
we do an impression of the announcement voice, please?
It's like Charlie Brown's parents again.
Yeah. So we're meant to be getting in at about 11, maybe just a bit past 11 p.m. Yeah. On a Saturday. Earlier on the train, there was a very, very drunk old man who was on a seat next to me as I was standing up, and he kept falling asleep onto my thigh and then waking up.
Some people pay for that.
Thanks, Summer. So, Leo, what was your favourite part about Leeds?
Oh, I liked drinking. I liked the buzz ball.
Okay. Summer, you'll go.
What I really liked about Leeds was there was a period there where walking through a section of Leeds, I thought to myself, this reminds me a lot of Sydney. And I was thinking, I was like, well, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the street widths. Maybe it's the people. Do you know what it was, people listening at home? It was the fact that we'd walked past maybe 3 Chinese restaurants and 2 Asian grocers.
On one street.
My favourite part about Leeds was the cute hat that I bought from the Corn Exchange. It's a vintage champion hat, and it has, it's kind of like a nice sort of, not khaki green, but like kind of khaki green. It's more kind of foresty, and it's got a nice little white and green bobble on it, and on the inside there is a bit of like fur / fleece, and it's really nice and very cute, and it cost me £13.60, but it was worth every penny. And I will be wearing it all of winter.
I will say, I quite liked Emmett's Inventions, or whatever they were called. you know, Choo-choo the mad bang things bang. In Merriam Center. I think they're going to haunt my dreams, but, you know, interesting. I'm going to do a deep dive on those when I get home and when I am sober. I also like the fact, dear listeners, my house, it sort of got flooded today. And I like the fact that when I get back home, it should be dry and I'll have working water again.
Yay.
So I can have a bath and a hot chocolate and I can, I don't know, use my washing machine again.
I'm so jealous. I'm sick of circuit laundry.
I'm sick of my washing machine.
Circuit laundry is so shit. £5.10, they should be shot, honestly.
And this morning, I literally went to circuit laundry to do my laundry, and I really poorly timed it because I thought I'd have more time, but like the washing machine times are really like inaccurate, so I had to run to the bus stop to get my bus, and even then the bus got stuck in traffic and I had to run through York to make my train on to Leeds on time.
And the problem is that I have to ration when I do my washing. Like at home, if I want to do a wash, I just do a wash, but here I have to do one wash like a week, and it's a big wash, and I do one white wash on 1 week, and then week A is a white wash, week B is a dark wash, and I have to wait. And if it gets to that point and it's the end of week A, but all my dark clothes are really dirty, time's up. I've got to just find something else to wear. So I'll be going to my lectures looking like I'm some sort of 15th century clown.
We did actually discuss this on News Hour this week.
And you know what? I wish I was there.
I wish Harrison was here.
I love Harrison.
He'd call us all chap. We just heard a worrying bang.
Yeah, we just heard a thump and the whole train moved, and I'm not really sure what it was.
There's another train going past us, so maybe they hit us somehow?
I don't know if that can...
Do we get money from this?
We might get money from this, but probably not because we didn't book this exact train. It's an off-peak.
I am quite... I may not seem it, but I am fuming.
I'm so sorry, Summer. Can you be seething into the mic for us, please?
I'm very upset. No, actually, let me talk about this. Because you know what? In Australia, your train is not going to get you where you want to get it on time. You accept that. But you know what? It doesn't cost as much as these bloody trains do. An Australian train, a train from Newcastle to Sydney, will cost you maybe £5, £2.50. Return.
I don't...
You know, anyway. You know, another highlight of our trip to Leeds is something that I found really funny personally, is that when we were in Disco Spoons, a bouncer came up to our table to, like, check that we all had stamps on our hands to make sure that we were meant to be there. But he said, like, ladies, can I just check that you have stamps? And if you don't know, we have two men on this trip with us today. So that was really fun.
We're just exuding but that girl power energy.
The misogyny in Wetherspoons is inherent in the system.
That's very true. I think it's part of the business.
I do love... That is something I do love, because we don't really have that in Australia. I love it and I hate it. I love cheap drinks. I don't like chains.
I also don't like the chains of capitalism.
We are here at York train station. We've made it back home, and this means we are nearing the end of the URY Leeds broadcast. I hope you have enjoyed listening so far. Any closing comments and ideas?
It is 20 past 11 in the evening. I want to go home and have a bath.
That's so true. And also, it's so much colder in York than it is in Leeds. And I know that makes sense because York is further north. But oh my goodness, it actually feels temperature has dropped by like 10 degrees. It's so cold.
I can't do it anymore. I'm sick of it. I'm so cold. I have nothing bloody warm. I have to go... it's recorded, I can't swear. I have to go to the fucking shops and buy a fucking jumper and fucking gloves and a fucking hat and fucking thermals. Because you know what? Nothing's warm in this country. You know what? I'm sick of this shit, because I could be in a balmy bloody 27 degrees at home right now, but I worked hard and I paid a bloody lot of money to come here and freeze my tits off.
Amazing.
I quite liked Leeds.
Leeds was really nice.
Leeds
and,
was nice.
You know, but I'm glad to be home. We're not even home yet. We're still in the train station, but...
I don't know. I've not really been doing this much. It's been fun. Leeds is... fine, but the people are good, and as in this people, not the people of Leeds. They seem...
Wow.
Oh, okay. We've got one good Leeds person, and then three others. But then the Leeds people, I don't know where I'm going with this. It was good.
Amazing. Well, I think that it was a successful trip, if you ask me. Even though we didn't make it to the record store on time, but that's okay.
I'm excited to do many more trips with University Radio York.
Thank you for listening.